I am Kathy Bossert, interviewer for the Burnaby Mountain Oral History Project. Today is Friday, November 6, 2015, and I am interviewing Henry de Jong at Burnaby City Hall. Henry, let me start by asking how you came to be employed by the City of Burnaby.
Well, I'd recently graduated from BCIT in Landscape Design and Horticulture and looking for a job in my field. Eventually ended up working for Parks, which was about 25 years ago.
Oh, so you've been here a fair long time.
I have been.
Now actually, I think Rick said that you worked for engineering as well.
I started with engineering. I worked in the traffic department as a traffic technician for the first 5 years, and then 25 years with Burnaby Parks.
Okay.
Yeah, so it took me 5 years to finally end up in the position that I was looking for.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What positions have you held in Parks up to the present?
I started off as a draftsperson, doing a lot of our park plans in AutoCAD, and then worked my way up to park design technician. Yeah.
And what sparked your interest in having a career in parks design?
Just my general love for the outdoors and general interest in outdoor recreation.
And how did that come about?
That came about on my first trip as a young man to British Columbia from Ontario.
Oh.
So I followed the newspaper ads saying, "Go West, young man," and I came to British Columbia looking for adventure, and I ended up in northern BC. I did a motorcycle tour across the country, and I actually ended up living in Smithers, BC for a couple of years before going back to Ontario for more education, and then eventually permanently to Smithers, where I lived for 7 years.
Oh. And then you came down to the Vancouver area?
I met my wife, and Vancouver was a compromise. Otherwise, I would probably still be living in Smithers. Yeah.
When did you go to BCIT then?
I went to BCIT in the mid-80s.
Mid-80s,
yeah.
Okay. What keeps you interested in your chosen career?
Just the beautiful parks that we have in Burnaby. And a desire to maintain those parks in as natural a condition as we can.
When you think back over your career with Burnaby Parks, what are some of the most memorable events?
Just being involved in some of the park development, particularly Deer Lake Park, the trail systems around Deer Lake Park, the boardwalks that we installed, and just making the trails accessible to a wide range of people with, you know, varied abilities. And then also being part of the management of Burnaby Mountain Park. That was pretty exciting.
And why was that exciting?
There's this beautiful, vast area of parkland that I was able to be a part of helping to develop.
Yes. Were you involved in the creation of the Burnaby Mountain Conservation Area Management Plan? That would be 2000.
That was 1999.
Okay.
And no, I was not part of that. I came into the picture the year after. So in the year 2000, we started planning for development on Burnaby Mountain, the trail development. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Henry, before we talk about the trails, I actually want to ask you about tobogganing on Burnaby Mountain. Several people that I've interviewed remember tobogganing on Burnaby Mountain when they're younger, and now I see that the city is telling the public not to toboggan on Burnaby Mountain, and tell me why that is.
I have no idea.
Oh!
Absolutely no idea.
That's not part of your...
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. I'll have to find out how. I'm assuming it's because of safety issues.
I would imagine that would be safety issues, and I guess it was a directive of the Burnaby Parks Commission.
Uh-huh. Okay. I was going to lead into that by asking, how do you influence people's behavior so that they not do activities that seem natural and traditional to the mountain? You must have, you probably face that all the time, I would think.
I guess particularly for mountain biking is a difficult area to manage and control, because there are so many different types of mountain biking. There's cross country style riding, there's downhill riding. Some people like to ride at night, and it's something that we don't promote because our parks are closed in the evenings. They're closed from dawn till dusk, so we don't promote those. But those are very difficult activities to control. Also, if large groups get together and want to hold events on the mountain, it's very difficult for us to control if it doesn't go through an allotment system, which often happens.
I was wondering how much does safety and liability play in decision making for managing the Burnaby Mountain Conservation Area?
Most of our management practices, they go through our risk manager. So we do have that layer of protection.
Is the risk manager in parks then?
He is part of the finance department, I believe.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. So that's where the risk manager... Well, okay, that makes sense, I guess. It's a liability involved.
Yeah.
Can you tell me some stories about some of the more surprising uses of the park that you have encountered over your 25 years here in parks?
Surprising uses. I guess one recent thing that came to light was I was doing a trail reconnaissance, and I was noticing water coming out of one of the hillsides. So I wanted to see where the water was coming from. So I did a short bushwhack, 40 or 50 meters, trying to find the water course, and I couldn't find it. But what I did find was a precisionly assembled ladder that went up about 60 feet up a cottonwood tree, made of chain link and wooden rungs, and I was pretty surprised to find this.
Do you know what it was about?
We have no idea.
Oh,
but we had our forestry department look into it, and they sent an arborist to remove it. But it looked like it had been there for a couple of years before we found it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's probably one of the more interesting things that we found on the mountain.
Yes. When I was doing my research for this project, I found a website about geocaching in the conservation area. And I'm assuming that geocaching takes people off trail. But what I really liked about the geocache adventures is that they included stories about the geology of the area and the history of the area as part of the wayfinding. So I thought that was quite neat. But do you know what the history of this activity in the park is?
I don't. But we don't promote off-trail use just because of the ecological sensitivity of the park.
Mm-hmm.
It's a conservation area, and also there are many hidden dangers on the mountain. Also, we have a cliff area that with some fairly steep cliffs of 100 meters or more that we it would be fairly dangerous for people to wander through the bush.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we don't promote off-trail activities.
Is geocaching something that I don't know, some kind of compromise could be reached where they actually, I don't know, have to use the trails, but mm-hmm. can still do their geocaching?
There's been no formal applications to the city for permission to geocache on the mountain. It's something that people seem to just do on their own.
Uh-huh.
So we really don't have any control over that type of activity.
Okay.